Welcome to the Conscious Relating Guide by Intimacy Hacks, 10 Tips for Interracial Love, written and narrated by Dion Eleanor. This guide shows you the exact pillars and crucial tips for you to create your very own conscious relationship. We'll start by looking at what is conscious relating. A conscious relationship is a relationship that is created purposefully, decisively, with intention. It requires clarity and choice around how you want your relationship to feel and how you like to love and how you like to be loved. It also looks at what your boundaries and non-negotiables are, what the things are that you're not willing to compromise on, and is intentionally structured to support those needs of yourself and of your chosen love. But this definition is only the beginning. Understanding what a conscious relationship is, and more importantly, how to create one, requires much more than a few sentences. So we're going to next look at what it means to be in an interracial romantic relationship. Well, interracial relationships are relationships that are made up of two people that are of different races. And you probably know that already, and if you're listening to this guide, you're probably in an interracial relationship or have experienced one or are desiring one. Now, in the not so distant past, these types of relationships unfortunately were illegal. Fortunately, in 1967, we saw the legalization of interracial marriage. However, despite this, a lot of people know far too well, especially those that are in interracial relationships or who have experienced interracial relationships, that there still may be some discrimination, judgment, and even racism that comes along as part of being in an interracial romantic relationship. So what does it mean to be in an interracial romantic relationship? Well, it means challenges. And it means that we need to know what some core principles are in order to make them work positively. So next, what are the core mindset pillars of making a conscious interracial relationship actually work? Well, at Intimacy Hacks, we define 7 core pillars. These are mindset pillars that are really fundamental for you to embody and to consider and contemplate mentally in order for the highest good of your interracial romantic relationship to work. These are curiosity, responsibility, growth, interdependence, presence, respect, and gratitude. Now, we go much deeper into each of these pillars on our programs and on our online resources, so do make sure that you check those out. Next, we look at what are some important questions for you to answer in order to have a happy interracial romantic relationship. Well, the first question to answer for yourself and for your partner to answer, that is what is your relationship vision? What do you see for your relationship in the future? And then what is the purpose of a relationship for you? Now, you may notice that you and your partner might have slightly different answers, and that's okay. But it's important that you first of all think of what your answers are. And then if there's differences, see if you can draw some parallels and make some compromises, find some resolution. Another thing to answer is, do you have 2 feet in? Are you loving the worst parts of the person that you want to be with? Or only the best? Are you loving them as a whole person? Do you have the emotional availability, emotional resilience to be in a relationship? Do you have the time, money, and resources to invest in the relationship? Have you looked at your past traumas and relationship stories to make sure that you're not bringing them into this one? Next, we're going to dive right in and look at the 10 tips for conscious interracial love. But feel free to pause and consider those questions. Write them down, write down your answers. and write to us with any questions that you have that come up as part of that process. Now, one of the primary tips for conscious interracial love is to try and navigate your actions from a place of love and intention rather than fear. In addition, I would like to share the following 10. Number 1, choosing we language instead of I or you. It's important to be a team, especially around others' families or in public spaces where feelings might be impacted. A lot of the time in interracial relationships, there's already this feeling of not really feeling that you fit in or feeling that you might get something wrong. And feeling like you and your partner are a team and using we language is fundamental to creating more solidarity and resilience in the relationship. Number 2, educate yourself on your own background and on your partner's. A lot of the time we think we know ourselves and we really don't. And we think we know our partners and we really don't. We stop getting curious. It's really important that you actually take the time to educate yourself on your own background. This will give you clues in terms of the way that you behave now in the present. Number 3, find community and or support. Working to make your relationship a safe space is important. Navigating relationships is challenging as it already is in its own right. Doing this in isolation in an interracial context can bring even more fuel to the fire, make it feel even more challenging. A difference in race doesn't always but can cause additional challenges depending on the context. Number 4, create a crossover similarities list of unique things associated with you and your partner's culture that are similar. This will help you in times of challenge when you're only seeing the differences, that you realize that there are actually many things that are very similar. Number 5, detach the person from the behavior during conflict. It's really important to remember the person that you fell in love with. It's really important that you understand in conflict that it's not your partner as a whole that you may have a problem with, but the behavior. Once you can separate out the behavior, you can look at it together as a team and resolve it. When you attack the person, it's much harder to resolve the situation because everything's entangled. Number 6, celebrate, throw a party. The fact that you have differences and you've come together shows the potential for embodied equality. The unique things associated with your partner's culture that you love, the differences that you have with your partner, the fact that you've come together is a sign of union, progress, and evolution in the world that we live in. So throw parties and celebrate and show you and your love together. And also, you can throw private parties just to celebrate how far you've come. Celebrate the smaller milestones, not just the big ones. Number 7, be honest about what you don't understand. You don't know certain things about your partner's culture or customs or religion. That's okay. What's not okay is to be passive-aggressive and to assume things. Number 8, drop expectations and make agreements. Don't expect your partner to educate or inform you. They haven't started to date you because they want to be your teacher. And also, be mindful of behaving in a specific way based on what you know about them or what you think you know about them and their history. Make agreements about the bigger things. Things that matter, money, holidays, public holidays, the way that you might eat in the house, the way that you might decor the house. Don't just expect things to happen. Number 9, learn your love languages and understand your partner may have different priorities and a different love language. Make agreements to align things. and so that you can really understand how your partner receives and interprets love, and then your partner has a chance to do that for you as well. And once you make those agreements to align things and you make an agreement to tap into each other's love language, you'll probably see a great transformation in your love life. Number 10, make intimacy, physical and non-physical, an open, on-the-table conversation. There may be cultural differences in rituals and practices around this area, and it's important that these are discussed openly so you both feel accepted, understood, and loved. It shouldn't be an off-the-table topic. It should be something that you both talk about so that you can come closer together. So there's the 10. Now, where do we go from here? Now, we are all, each and every one of us, in this world, going to receive micro moments of perceived rejection over the next few months. Especially having lived through a socially distant orientated pandemic this century. Now, such moments can create illusions of divides and separation and lead us to feel an internal stress and anxiety. You've likely downloaded this guide because you want to improve your prospects surrounding interracial love. Discussions about love and race between partners are usually difficult to navigate, especially in this era when politics around our racial identities are at the front and center in popular culture, and our social media feeds and the news as well. Now, Intimacy Hacks is devoted to building a culture around people being able to ask for what they need and to feel safe in doing so. We do this by sharing digestible chunks of information, making sure that our resources are not too long or overly waffly. Let us be the space holder for your hopes, thoughts, anxieties, and celebrations. We invite you to share your thoughts, comments, and questions to Dion at our website contact form. Not all will be answered, but where possible, she will select for her to answer on Intimacy Hacks TV. If you're really determined to live in a better relationship world, you should also join one of her programs. She has Awakened King Codes, Magnetic Queen Codes, Healthy MEN Roundtables, which stands for Healthy Masculinity Empowered in Numbers Roundtables, open to both men and women, and personalized mentoring. Let's revolutionize your relationships and get you the quality intimacy you desire and deserve. Let's change the landscape for those that are in interracial relationships. Let's create real union in this world. Thank you for listening to Intimacy Hacks audio guide on 10 top tips for interracial love. It's been our pleasure. Thank you very much.